you say to a car that's faster, has more safety features and infotainment content, and since it's electric, can travel much further than its predecessor, but cost less? The all-new 2018 Nissan Leaf is that car, and it's next.
LeafCars.com, 0 to 60, with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
So Derek Parker, sales associate with Leaf Nissan in Cary. And Derek, I understand that you went up to D.C. for some special training on the all-new 2018 Nissan Leaf that we have here at your showroom.
Yes, I did. And it was the most exciting experience I've had with Nissan probably in all 14 years I've been selling for Nissan. Just being able to experience firsthand before, you know, any of my colleagues was great.
So I guess you lived, you ate, you slept, everything about the Nissan Leaf. By trust, you guys got to drive it. You know, what are your impressions of it?
Very impressed. Going in with some knowledge about the vehicle, I want to experience some of the new technology and features that Nissan has moving forward. Definitely want to make sure that the comfort factor is going to be there and maintain like we had before. So space and comfort was important. Make sure the safety features, but now the new technology we have moving forward is a lot more technology now. So I want to experience some of the new things like the Pro Pilot, and you're hearing read a lot about that coming forward, and the new e-pedal driving technique, which is nice. I guess I should say one of the big questions about the e-pedal. We've gotten a lot of phone calls from, you know, interested parties, and they're wondering, wait a minute, Nissan built a car with only one pedal, and that's not so. It's an enabling feature that you have your accelerator, you have your brake, but, you know, it's an enabling feature that you can, you know, turn on and off. The regenerative properties are still there. Anytime you release the accelerator, the battery immediately goes into an inverted reaction, which sends juice back to the battery. You're not recovering 100%, but any bit you recover is very important. And you also have a B mode that's there to enhance that regenerative properties, and eco mode. However, with e-pedaling, a lot more is going on with the car as far as the feel. So now as you ease off accelerate, like you actually truly pedaling your car to a stop. And as you ease off totally, your vehicle comes to a stop. And it wouldn't depend on flat surfaces. It will come to a stop and retain the stop position on any incline or decline position. And I need to mention one other very important factor. In our previous gen car, when you're in B mode or you're decelerating, not using the brake, there was no indicator behind you for the cars that are coming behind you, which is so important, because in B mode, that car is braking, but the guy behind you don't know. Uh-huh. Now, our brake lights are activated anytime you come off the accelerator or anytime you're in e-pedal mode.
Oh, wow. So that's truly a smarter innovation here.
Unfortunately, there are times when you're going to have just bumper-to-bumper traffic at any point during your daily driving experience. So adding the e-pedal feature is going to benefit a lot of our drivers. And the beautiful thing about that feature is that it's not something you have to step up to the high trim level to get. It's a standard on all three trim models.
Awesome. So Derek, talking about the 2018 Nissan Leaf, which everybody wants to know, the range with these electric vehicles. So what are we talking here compared to the previous generation?
We had a 24 kilowatt battery at the time, which gave us a range of approximately 80 miles or so. Moving forward with the 30 kilowatt battery, which is in 2016, gave us about 107 miles of range. Now, a new generation has a 40 kilowatt battery, which gives us an average of 150 miles of range.
Mm. So 150, that's really impressive. And I also understand that along with that extra range, you got a lot more power in this car, right?
Absolutely. Went from an 80 kilowatt motor to 110 kilowatt motor. So those exciting accelerating moments that you had before has just been turned up a notch.
Torque is what you feel. That's what launches you, and you feel it in these electric cars. You're going to feel it in this car. Now, you know, you've got a prototype that's in the showroom. When can customers expect the Leafs to start showing up that they can actually test drive and purchase release?
Well, Mark, we actually have allocations right now for approximately 23 Leafs, and it's going to vary in all the trim levels in a variety of colors. We are hoping to expect our first models to show up about mid to late January, then moving forward to March.
So what does a previous generation Leaf owner think of the new Leaf, and why do they love their old Leaf so much?
I'm Shannon McDougall. I'm a finance manager.
Shannon, you're a big fan of this car, right?
I am a very big fan. This car is amazing. It only gets about 80 miles per charge, but it works for me, so I do love the car. It's a great car. It's one car I've actually fallen in love with, and I never thought I'd say that about an electric car.
Some of the folks on the staff here at Leaf Nissan, you go through several cars during your employment here and checking them out and so forth, but the first generation 2013 model you have kept, and you still have it today, right?
That is true. I usually usually get rid of my cars every 6 months, but this one I will keep forever just because I do love it. But looking at this new one, it's very tempting. I may get rid of it and upgrade it to the new version.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So, Derek, let me ask you, too. You know, a lot of people usually figure that you got a new model coming out, it's going to cost more than the previous generation. You got new technology and all these features that are standard now that weren't before. But something that, interesting is going on here with the 2018 Leaf. Tell us what's happening price-wise.
Probably one of the most surprising aspects of this launch of the new 18 Leaf is, folks, it's actually a price reduction, something we just don't hear in this market. Those that are very tech-savvy folks, let's just say you bought that 60-inch screen last year and you see how much they're going for now, be pretty disappointed. However, with the Nissan Leaf, this has been great news. Again, going looking at the three trim models, the 17S model had a base price starting around $30,680, and the new 18 model is going to start out just under $30,000. And with that, you're going to include features, as I mentioned before, ProPilot Assist, 40% increase in the driving range, larger battery capacity, standard automatic emergency braking, 7-inch display screen. I mentioned the e-pedal, on and off headlight, just features we had before, which is actually, according to Nissan, a $4,500 value, which is huge. Moving forward with the SV, a base price was $34,200. The 18 model is going to be $32,490. Huge difference there. And the SV, of course, includes everything in the S model. Plus, hello, listen very carefully when I tell you all this because it's been asked for forever. Apple CarPlay.
Yes.
Android Auto.
Yes.
Intelligent Cruise Control. Guys, you guys have been listening to this and seeing these features and hearing about these features. Guess what? It'll be standard moving forward with the SV model. And adding these features is a $5,000 value over the 17. And last but not least, the King Daddy model, the SL model. We got a power seat now in the SL. Yay! But the 17 model had a base price of $36,790. Moving forward with the 18, base price starting out around $36,200. Exterior mirrors now have integrated turn signals. The Bose audio system and the cross-traffic alert and the around-view monitor stuff we had to pay extra for last year is all standard features.
Derek, you did a great job selling this Nissan Leaf. So you'll be signing people up.
We got a few reservations on the books, and we're trying to get more. So come early, come now. We'd like to see you taking reservations for the new 2018 Leaf.
Derek, I know we only really scratched the surface here on the podcast with the new Nissan Leaf. We'll have to come back and do a full 0-60 TV episode with you guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
To learn more about the all-new 2018 Nissan Leaf, go to LeithNissan.com. And for more automotive content, check out LeithCars.com/media.
0-60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook, @LeithCars.
The copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.